Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schultz. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Buckner moves to second. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Buckner moves to third. Rice moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Schultz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Carter steals second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Buckner moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and has Gedman trapped. There's the throw to Jacoby and over to Bernazard, who tags Gedman for the out. Baylor scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Evans moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rey Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing center field. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Buckner moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Scott Bales now pitching. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Quiñones reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Olker's now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.